This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis spoke a lot about housing during his State of the State address at the Capitol today. Polis called the state's housing policies out of date. He vowed to modernize the law to help meet the housing demand.
It's time to legalize more housing choices for every Coloradan and give homeowners more freedom, revitalize our cities and towns, and protect the character of our state, our open space, and our wild areas.
Polis has previously stated he'll make cheaper and more climate-friendly housing a priority during the upcoming legislative session. Polis also referenced a proposal circulating at the state capitol that would ban the purchase of assault weapons. However, CPR's Benter Berkland reports the measure would not require people to give up the guns they already legally possess.
Three Democrats have drafted the bill, but it hasn't been introduced. The initial language would define an assault weapon as a semi-automatic rifle that uses detachable magazines and has one of a number of features, such as a folding stock or a barrel shroud. It would make exceptions for police and military members who keep the weapons for work, and it would allow firearms on the list to be used at firing ranges. Backers of stricter gun laws say assault weapons make mass shootings more deadly. Opponents say it would infringe on constitutional rights. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Heavy snow is expected to move through Colorado today. About a foot is expected in the central mountains, and nearly as much could fall on parts of the Front Range and the eastern plains. David Bargenbrook is with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
It looks like we're in tune for about anywhere from 6 to 11 inches of snow across a good chunk of northeast and north central Colorado.
Bargenbrook says snow will hit the Denver area late today. This is CPR News and KRCC.